Tuesday evening at 6, Lin Wanqing put her work bag by the entrance, left the light off, and stood by the window watching the elderly strolling below. She is 36, a procurement manager at a medical device company, taking home just over 10,000 yuan a month. She told me, "I never really thought about retirement until last month, when my father was hospitalized. It hit me, when my husband and I are old, who actually pays the bills every month." Lin's confusion is the most common blind spot of her generation. "We work hard, save for a down payment, raise children, yet few sit down to calculate one thing: after retirement, where does the money come from?" In its 1994 development report, the World Bank formally proposed the three-pillar framework, splitting a person's retirement income into three layers: the state, the employer, and the individual. This model remains the backbone of pension design worldwide. The first pillar is the state's basic pension insurance, where those working pay for those already retired. It is mandatory and mutual aid-based. The second pillar is the employer-sponsored annuity, an extra sum set aside by the company or public institution. The third pillar is the account you open for yourself, voluntary, self-directed, and your own choice of investments. Stacked together, the three form a complete retirement income net. Why exactly three legs? Because any single one alone is unstable. Relying only on the state, the replacement rate, pension as a share of pre-retirement wage, often falls short of a decent living line. Relying only on the employer covers too few people. Relying only on yourself, most people quit halfway or ignore inflation. The essence of three pillars is using three different forces as buffers for one another. This article does not make any specific decision for you. It lays out the model clearly, how each pillar works, how much it can carry, who it suits, and what checklist you should use to assemble your own puzzle. The first pillar is the layer everyone touches. China's urban employee basic pension insurance uses a social pooling plus individual account structure. 8% deducted from your wage goes to your individual account, and roughly 16% paid by your employer goes to the pooling account. The pooling account is an intergenerational mutual aid pool. The money young people pay today is paid directly to those already retired. Many mistakenly believe the money in their own account is all they will rely on later. In truth, the individual account is only a small piece. The pooling portion is the larger part, and it decides how much you receive monthly. The payout is roughly determined by three things: the local average wage, your contribution years, and your contribution base. Not a one-to-one match with what you saved in your individual account. A frequently cited magnitude, China's urban employee basic pension average replacement rate is roughly between 40% and 45%, an estimated range from public statements by the Human Resources Ministry, a statistical magnitude for illustration. That is, if you earn 10,000 a month before retirement, this layer alone gives you only about 4 to 4,500 after. For maintaining your pre-retirement living standard, this gap is real. The strength of the first pillar is stability, broad coverage, and inflation adjustment. Its weakness is a clear ceiling, and as aging deepens and the support ratio falls, pressure for the replacement rate to keep drifting lower exists. It is not bad, it was simply never designed for the more comfortable part of your life. That part belongs to the other two pillars. So lesson one about the first pillar is to accept its limits. It catches basic living, but not the ease you want. That ease is handed to the next two pillars. If the first pillar is the universal basic version, the second is the supplement pack your employer adds. It has two types: the enterprise annuity for ordinary corporate employees, and the occupational annuity for public institution staff. Both are funded jointly by employer and individual, flow into your individual account, and accumulate long-term. The keyword of this layer is employer-led. In other words, whether you have it depends less on your effort than on whether your employer established an annuity plan. The reality is coverage is not widespread. Public statistics show only about 6% of the employed population participates in enterprise annuities, a magnitude of tens of millions, sourced from estimates in the ministry's annual Social Security Bulletin. Most private employees simply do not have it. The second pillar usually adopts a DC, defined contribution, model. You and your employer deposit a wage percentage each month, the account is invested, and at retirement you receive it monthly or convert it into an annuity. Its tax preference differs from the first pillar, showing more in the employer's deferred contribution and the account's long accumulation. It is long-term saving your employer does for you. An engineer I know, old Joe, has a full enterprise annuity at his power company. He pays 4%, the company 8%. He calculated that over 30 years, this single layer adds $1,000 or $2,000 a month after retirement. He said, "I could never save this myself. The company forced it aside for me." That is exactly the value of the second pillar, a system that puts future you first. Regrettably, for those without an annuity, this layer is missing. What then? The answer is the third pillar, do for yourself what the employer did not. The third pillar is the layer entirely under your control. In November 2022, the individual pension system launched as a pilot in 36 cities and went national in 2024. It is essentially a tax-deferred individual account. You contribute at most 12,000 yuan a year. That amount is deducted before tax at contribution. Earnings are not taxed while invested, and you pay a low